guys, welcome back to Wine, Crime, and TV Time. I'm Kaylee.
And I'm Emily.
And today we are recapping The Bachelor.
Yay!
I feel like it was a jutesy episode.
It was definitely better. I enjoyed this one, I think, a little more. But I still am like, these girls are so fucking stupid. Lingerie. Right.
Finasco. I can't. No, they definitely are. But that's what makes it great. Because all they all want is to be an influencer.
Good for them. Well, they're going to be.
I know. So I guess we just jump right in.
I guess so.
I hope everybody has a glass of wine.
Yeah. I do not.
We don't. Yes, everybody cheers to us. And yeah, I am trying to be a good girl and lose weight. I may have like one vodka drink later.
And I am very hungover. So.
Your hair looks very professional.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It's like very, oh no, it doesn't, never mind.
I was like, are you okay?
From this view, it looks like you're like twisted nicely into a ballerina bun.
I did it when I was like passed out in my bathtub this morning.
I love doing that.
So professional.
I love passing out in my bathtub when I'm after a night of drinking, as you know.
Dennis told me that I got home last night and I like barreled in and I was like, I'm taking a bath. And it was like 2 a.m. And I did.
So, yeah, I guess we should just get in.
Mm-hmm.
Get in.
To the bathtub. So, the episode starts with everyone still freaking out about the damn champagne.
It's never gonna end.
Everyone's, like, crying.
I know.
And I feel
like... It was so stupid.
In my mind, it's been, like, a week since it happened, but I guess it was the next day and everyone's still crying about it, or 2 days later or whatever. But I was like,
I guess
this by now.
I know. And Kelsey, like, really, really, like, wouldn't let it go.
No. But apparently it's not about the champagne. She doesn't even like champagne that much.
Right. And I was like, okay, then why do you care?
Right.
Then why did you bring champagne?
It just doesn't make sense at all. But,
also, I noticed that, when Hannah and Kelsey are sitting down talking, she's like, Hannah said something along the lines of, like, you didn't need to call me the B word. Like, she, like, wouldn't say it.
Speaking of that, there's this girl I follow on Instagram. She's, like, one of those, like, MLM people. Mm-hmm. And she always puts LMBO, like, laughing my butt off.
Are you serious?
And I'm like, okay. So weird. And I was just scrolling through her story earlier, and I was like, what the fuck?
She probably like says it out loud too.
LMBO. Buy my products, LMBO.
That's really weird.
So strange. But yeah.
So but yeah, and Hannah Ann is still claiming like she would never do that to someone, and why would I steal champagne? And one of them said that they were like, I'm sure that it was a big mistake about, you know, production, like, putting one in one spot or something like that. Mm-hmm. Or maybe I read that. I might have read that.
But I don't think it was a mistake. It was definitely intentional.
By production.
Yes.
I think it was a mistake by Hannah Ann.
I agree.
I don't think that she meant to do that.
No. But I do think we should just drop it by now because it's over.
Right.
And they had a conversation about it, and it was the weirdest conversation any, like, ever.
Right, like, it wasn't productive.
And what did she say? She's like, I don't know, I don't know you. And Hannah Ann's like, right, you don't know me.
Yeah.
So why are you calling me all these names? And I don't.
It was weird.
Kelsey's gotta go.
Definitely.
Yeah. And then we go to our date.
Oh, yeah. Our Victoria is getting ready.
Mm-hmm. and they go dancing. Well, they go buy boots, and then they go dancing.
Right.
And then they have dinner in the airplane hangar, or whatever you call it.
So, I found the whole thing really weird, because he's like, yeah, I just want to, like, take you around my hometown and, like, really show you what it's like. And I'm like, I'm sorry, are we in L.A. or Nashville? Because why are we at a hoedown?
Yeah. Yeah, it was definitely strange.
I thought that was so weird. And watching him dance made me so uncomfortable.
She wasn't bad, though.
No, she was fine. But yeah, he was just like...
He's something else.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, the more I watch, the less I seem to like him.
You know, it's kind of funny you say that, because I like him, but I do, like, agree. Like, the more I watch, the more I'm, like, cringing at him, or, like, I'm, like, uncomfortable, or I'm just like, why are all these people just kissing him? Like, it's just so awkward. They're not talking and just kissing.
Right. And I don't know. I find him so strange, because, you know, they're all, like, when he's talking to Victoria, he's like, this is a dream come true, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
You got, like, 20 other girls, however many other girls there, and you're, like, talking about the dream come true with her.
And you're going to tell them all the same damn thing.
I just don't like it. I don't like the concept. I just,
But, I mean, that is what The Bachelor and Bachelorette is.
Agree, but I just feel like, okay, you can date multiple people, fine. Don't be like, this is a dream.
Right.
This is that. And then 5 minutes later, you're on another date with another girl, and you're like, this is a dream.
Yeah.
Like,
he probably doesn't know how to handle it.
No.
Because he's definitely, like, I think, out of all the other Bachelor and Bachelorettes that I've watched, like, the most uncomfortable.
Right. Yeah. And that's what's making this season very hard for me to watch, I feel like.
Right. I can understand that.
But anyway, so then Victoria goes into her life story and gets very emotional. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, it is sad for sure.
Yeah. No, it definitely is. And I, like, feel for her. However, I just find it weird. And I feel two types of ways about this. I find it weird that you're just, like, spilling all your personal, like, everything on your first date. Like, it's probably, what, day 4 in the house? And I could be wrong, but also I do understand that you only have a limited amount of time to make an impression and show this person who you are. So I get why she's sharing so early, but, like, it was just, if I were on a date with somebody, I'd be like, wow, this is a lot.
Yeah. I mean,
he liked it.
Yes.
Not liked it, but he was into the fact that she's
like, great. You're in our shelters. It's so fucking cool. But it is definitely strange to me, because, I mean, I didn't even tell Dennis a lot of things until, like, 2 years ago. So to be doing that on the fourth day of being in a house and meeting someone, it's very intense. But I do get it for sure, because they do have a limited amount of time. So I get
and
that.
And she's also trying to stand out. And this is the other thing is,
if I stand out from her, like, crying.
No, I'm saying, like, I mean, all these girls have a different, like, motive of how they're going to, like, be important to Peter, or, like, come across as somebody that he wants to be with. And I think, like, hers is being vulnerable and showing her emotion. And I think a lot of girls wind up doing that, actually, on this show.
Same with the other Victoria.
What?
Same with the other Victoria.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then you have the other ones who are just, like, super confident, and they think that that's what he's going to like. And then, you know. And then you have the bros.
True.
But I don't know.
It looks like a fun date, though. It was definitely a mishmash of things.
It was, like, weird.
Yeah. Looked like a fun date.
And that's the dinner looked, like, nice.
That's a cool place to have dinner, for sure.
I agree.
So yeah. What do we think about Alea?
Oh, God. Do we discuss what happened with her?
Yeah. So, It flashes back to the house. And this bitch.
Texas.
Ha- who Whose hat was that?
His. It was his captain.
Who got it on the date? I don't remember who got it and she took it from.
Oh, I don't remember.
But anyway, so one of the girls had one of the fucking pilot hats.
Was that her?
I don't think so, because I don't remember it. She said something like, I'm just going to borrow this, blah, 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 I need to try it on. So she puts on the pilot hat, and then it cuts to, like, her, what do you call those? When she's, like, just talking to the camera.
Like her interview?
Yeah.
It's called something.
It is. But anyway, yeah, it cuts to her interview, and she's like, I'm ready to be a pilot wife. I'm gonna sit around all day, and then he's gonna come home, and I'm gonna say, well, what was she? She was like, she's like, welcome home, Peter, and, like, tips the hat. And she's talking to these girls, and she's like, you know, I put on faces, like...
Basically, like, everybody sees me and thinks because of the pageants I do that I'm, like, this sweet little elegant proper thing.
I love that you have the quote.
Oh, I do. Hold on. And then somebody asks her if she has a wild side, and she's like, fuck yeah, dude. Bro, I get nasty. I mean, I'm very good at putting on a face when I need to.
Did you notice when she was saying this? I didn't know who she was talking to because no one was paying attention to her.
Yeah, I saw that.
And she's like sprawled across the kitchen counter and no one's paying attention to this bitch.
It was so funny to me, actually, because nobody cared. And like just the way she talked was so like phony. Like everything about her was like fake.
I just don't. I mean, I feel like before this episode, I was like, who was this? Like, mm-hmm. I don't know.
She was like irrelevant.
Yeah, but then Sydney starts just, like, she's like, I don't trust her, mm-hmm. blah, 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 you know, she's not my kind of people, and, like, I don't blame her for that, because if someone's, like, saying shit like that, half naked on a countertop, I'd be like...
Yeah, see ya.
So...
That was so weird, she's, like, sitting there with her glass of wine in the captain's hat. Nobody cared, also.
Literally nobody cared.
Oh my god.
But then they go on a group date. Do you know who went on the group date?
Yeah, so the group date was Kiara, Sarah, Tammy, Kelly, Sheehan, Savannah, Sydney, and Alea. And also, I want to point out that it is Sheehan because on her Instagram, her bio says it's Sheehan, not Cheyenne. So it is Sheehan.
All right.
So yeah, that was the group date.
Yes.
And they get woken up by pillowcases.
Yes, Demi, not Lovato, is back. The queen is back, bitches.
Demi, not Lovato. Yeah. Right, which also I have something to say about that. Why is she back?
I don't know, honestly.
I thought that was weird.
I agree.
Because there's, like, no reason for her.
Literally no reason, but...
Whatever.
Okay. Well, she's getting paid for it, so...
True.
Good for them. But anyway, yeah, Did you see when she walked in, she does the dramatic... To her, like, pitches that...
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay.
Like, alright, Demi.
And also, I was just thinking, I was like, what a mess. To get that the feathers all over my stuff. I hope someone...
I know.
Because I would be very annoyed, just saying.
I'd be pissed. And also, what pillows, like, have that many feathers in them and, like, are busting?
My pillows don't have...
Neither do mine. And Steven said the same thing.
Okay, good. We're not crazy then. But yeah, my pillows do not have feathers. So she's planning this entire date. And all the girls that are going on the date get bags. And when they open their bags, they all have lingerie. And one has a muumuu.
Which I didn't get why. Like, they never even went back to that.
Yeah.
So, pretty much all of the girls get a little bag that has lingerie sets, as Kiara says. I think it was Kiara that said it.
I think so, too.
Except for Savannah. And she has, like, a muumuu. And I find this weird because they never really went back to why she got the muumuu. And they all had, didn't they, like, have their names on them?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was just weird.
It was great, honestly. I love a good moo moo. Remember when you came to my house and I was wearing one?
Yes, I do.
They're
Dave
great.
hates if I wear them.
What?
Dave hates if I wear them.
Really? They're so comfortable.
I know. He thinks that they're so ugly.
They are, but they're comfortable.
I know.
But so they pile onto the bus in their lingerie and their moo-moos.
And did you also notice that, like, they got woken up in the middle of the night and, like, inside the house, it was in the middle of the night, and then all of a sudden... Yeah, and then they, like, get on the bus, it's night, and then, like, all of a sudden it's daytime.
I didn't notice that.
Yeah.
Was it that early? Did they drive to Nashville?
I guess. I just don't get why everything is, like, cowboyish.
Yeah, and also that country singer just... he just wasn't that good from the one-on-one. I was like, okay, cool.
Yeah, great. So anyway, they get on the bus.
They get on the bus, and even Peter doesn't know where they're going. And they pull up to a saloon. And they're like, Laura, why are we at a saloon and we're wearing lingerie? What the fuck? Like, blah, blah, blah. And they go in, and there's just a huge-ass pillow fight going on. It's so strange.
It's so weird. And, like, what a weird date.
Yeah, I kind of had to, like, I was like, why is this happening?
Right, it was called, like,
I just
Extreme don't understand. Pillow Fight.
Something. That's what it was called. Okay.
Extreme Pillow Fight Club.
Oh, my God. So, Tammy was pretty badass.
Uh-huh, as she would be.
Because I love her.
The Taminator.
Is that what they called her?
Yeah, they called her the Taminator, and they called Kelly the Prosecutee.
Oh my God. Well, okay, I can see that. I can see that.
Tammy beat Kelly, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and then you had Sheehan, the she-animal. And she beat, she beat Savannah and her Moo-Moo, the poor girl.
The Moo-Moo. I'm glad you have their names, because I didn't write their stupid names down.
I know. It's okay. So then we had Kiara, who, I hate her hair.
I agree.
I don't know if it's a wig or, like, a weave. I think it's a weave, because it just doesn't sit right. It's
just not doing it for me.
And they call her the language killer. Which, did you see when Kiara hit Sarah, she, like,
her
head flew back? That was so funny. And then Alea comes up, and they call her the royal pain. Naturally.
Okay.
And Sydney, and she is Sid Vicious.
Sid Vicious.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, so they go up, and I think Sydney pulled Alaya's hair or something like that. And
yes, they were playing a little bit dirty.
Yeah, well, they went up, and then didn't they go up again?
Yeah, they went up again. Also, I just find it so funny, like, how they play this. You know what I mean?
I know.
Like, there's clearly issues there, and you're going to make these two girls... But I don't think that Alea knows that there's issues at this point. You know?
Didn't she?
I don't think she does.
But wasn't, like, Sydney a little bit confrontational with her, the captain thing? Like, not super, but, like, just a little snarky?
Maybe snarky.
So Alea then sits on Sydney. And Sydney's like, this is something along the lines of, like, this is like an elephant sitting on a rat. What am I supposed to do? First of all, Alea is not an elephant.
So mean. I forgot about that.
Yeah. That was really weird.
None of those girls are, like, big.
No.
And also, why are you calling yourself a rat?
No. Right. Exactly. Why are you calling yourself a rat? And also, I just feel like... sitting on somebody should make you automatically disqualified.
Right. But she got, like, super butthurt after that.
Who, Sydney?
Yeah.
Yeah, she definitely did.
She, like, made it go on for much longer than it had to go on.
True.
I was like, okay, we get it. You're mad.
Right.
Or not.
I hate Alea, so.
I don't really like her, but I wouldn't be, like, talking about it for hours, you know?
True.
But.
Yeah, I don't know, because I just feel like they all get like that. Like, that's how the other Victoria F was with Hannah. Like, she was like, she just wins everything. Like, I think when you're second place, it's just like really like discouraging because you're not recognized at all. At this point, I think they go to the cocktail party. And I think he's talking to Alea for a while.
Yeah, they at the cocktail party, they had their little chit-chat.
Yeah, like their moment.
I just, and now that I, now that she said what she said when she was in the kitchen, I see right through her. When literally open up and you're open up with, oh, I put on whatever face I need to put on type thing. I'm like,
She's ew.
Yeah.
And just, like, the way, like, I was watching her talk, and she was putting on a whole show, like...
Oh, yeah.
It was all phony.
For sure.
And at this point, I think Alea comes back from her, like, little chat with Peter or whatever, and Sydney's like, do you, like, work at all? That's when everything started.
But she's a pageant queen, right?
She is. She's Miss, or she, for 2019, she was Miss Texas. Which, like, it also bothers me with this stupid show that they clearly, like, go to Miss USA pageants and pick out people.
Yeah. It's always, it, like I said a few episodes ago, like, us normal bitches would never be on this show.
No.
We're not size zero. We're not tan and thin. And
also, they have at least two pageant girls on each season.
Let me just say, we're great fucking people.
Yeah, we are.
And we deserve to be on this show.
You're married.
Whatever. I did tell Dennis, I was like, if I was prettier and not married, I would totally want to do it.
Really? Oh my god, I would never want to. I wouldn't.
I would do it, just be like, I was there. I wouldn't even care if I got eliminated the first night.
I would, like, I would hope I would get eliminated the first
honestly
night.
Honestly, same.
Embarrass myself.
But
I would just be crying.
There's this girl that I follow on, like, Twitter or something, that she's like, she was married, and I guess her divorce isn't finalized, and she's super pretty, and she's like, the second my divorce is finalized, and I'm auditioning for, or, like, sending in her application for The Bachelor. And I was like, okay.
Sure. Maybe she'll go through.
Do you?
I would love to be on Paradise.
That'd be fun.
Mm-hmm.
So fun. But unfortunately, you would have to be on one of the other ones first, pretty much.
Right.
So.
So we need to, like, go on and be in, like, 3 to 4 episodes.
And then kick ourselves out.
Mm-hmm.
I would start so much drama just because.
Mm-hmm. And then you would definitely be on Paradise.
Yes.
We could start drama with each other.
I feel like we're onto something. Mm-hmm. Should I start my divorce process?
Maybe this, maybe Kaylin and Hannah were never not friends. Oh, you didn't watch Colton season.
Mm-mm.
Maybe they were still friends and they just caused the drama so that one of them would be The Bachelorette and one would get to Paradise.
Sounds like a plan to me.
Same. I would definitely rather be on Paradise than be The Bachelorette.
I agree. I don't think I'd want to be The Bachelorette.
It's too much pressure.
I wouldn't want to make out with all these guys.
No, and you probably can't stand half of them.
But you, like, have to, because they go to kiss you and you can't just be like, no thank you.
Uh-huh. No point in the show.
Anyway.
So... yeah, so Sydney asks Alea if she's ever worked, and Alea claims that she has 3 jobs, which I would love to know what they are.
Yeah, please tell us your 3 and jobs, Alea.
This conversation was so weird. Like, Alea's sitting down and Sydney's standing up, and, like, it's just like, oh, do you, like, blah, blah, blah? And
it seems like a confrontation in a way.
It did, but also not. That's what was weird. Because I was, like, expecting more of a confrontation than what it was.
I wouldn't go up to someone that I don't like and just be like, do you have a job? So strange.
And Sydney asks Alea if she, like, uses any of the, like, training she's gotten in the pageant world in her, like, day-to-day life. And she's like, yeah, I'm so used to it. Yeah. Like, I just, you know, I know how to, like... not offend anybody when they say things. And, you know, I don't want to answer a question, and I know how to not answer it with answering. And those things are easy for me. That's basically what she says.
Oh my God. I like your little accent. It sounds just like her.
She's just so dumb. So that just right there goes to show that, like, if I don't want to answer a question, like, I can answer it without answering. Like,
yeah,
that goes to show what you're doing with Peter.
Yeah, for sure.
So I think at this point is when Sydney talks to Peter.
This, yes. Okay. Because I was confused. I thought she talked to Peter before she talked to...
No, yeah, she definitely talked to Alea first, because she's, like, telling her that she sounds so rehearsed and so, like, on, and I think she even said something about, like, her not being a real person.
This is my thing. I don't like when these girls go to Peter and they're, like, I'm not like the other girls in this house. Like, I'm just so different.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sure you are, Jan.
Right. But she is definitely, like, a more... She comes across to me as more, like, naive and, like, just... She comes across kind of like Victoria F. to me. Like, just, like, sweet and, like, doesn't really know what she got herself into.
Which is valid. I don't think any of these girls really knew what they got themselves into.
Yeah, and some are just strong enough to handle that.
Yeah. Yeah, so she's just saying that... Well, you already pretty much said it. Like, when the cameras are around... they get a different side of these girls than when the cameras aren't around. And I mean, sure.
Yeah. Especially Alea. You get
a little bit more animated version of yourself. Of course. It doesn't mean that they completely change.
Well, you're going from not having any cameras on you whatsoever in your day-to-day life to having a camera on you, like, all the damn time. Like, naturally, you're going to change.
Mm-hmm. And then Peter's, like, he said something. He was, like, basically, like, I don't want to... fall for someone fake. He's so worried now.
Yeah, he said my greatest fear is that I'll fall for someone fake.
Okay, I mean, isn't that everyone's?
Right. And obviously, like, you're on a TV show, you're gonna have that fear.
Yeah, because all these people just want to be an influencer.
Right.
So, I wonder if they're all there for the right reasons. Probably not, so...
Maybe a couple. I mean, I'm sure that they all are there because they want to be with him, but, like, also wouldn't mind not being with him and having a career. Like, I think they want to, but they're also maybe in their head, like, oh, if this doesn't work out, like, that's totally great, too, because now I have a career.
Yeah. Valid.
And so... some of them, I'm sure, are like, oh, my God, like, they just want that, like, I am the one that he chose.
Mm-hmm. Because
mm-hmm. He's basically a celebrity to them.
Okay.
Which...
I guess he is, in a way, now, for sure.
So, she doesn't mention Alea's name, though, I don't think, when she's talking to Peter.
She doesn't, which I think was good, because the other one, Kelsey, just goes point blank, and Hannah goes point blank, and they're like, Kelsey this, Hannah this.
Yes.
But she keeps it,
I think... For the time being,
she doesn't say the name. Right. But I think that she was pretty mature when she started talking about it, so...
Yeah, I agree.
But then, Peter pretty much calls her out in front of everyone.
And I'm like, this guy is a dumbass. I'm sorry. You don't do that.
No, and she was not... She seemed a little stunned by that, for sure.
Yeah, because that's not fair. You don't put somebody on the spot like that.
Yeah.
It's like a catty bitch girl thing to do. And I don't think he knew what he was doing, but he's like, what an idiot.
Yeah, for sure.
So, yeah, he, like, totally blows her spot and says that and, like, asks who it was that she was talking about, basically. And I think he said something like, oh, he said something about, like, wanting to squash it right now. Which also, I meant to mention, I loved Sydney's earrings.
I don't remember them. I'll have to go back and look.
But she literally goes, maybe Alea, maybe you put on a little bit just for the imagery of things. Like, she was so uncomfortable. I felt so bad for her that he did that to her. But at least she was honest and, like, held her ground,
I guess. Like you said, I don't think that he realized what he was doing.
No, I think that he was just being an idiot.
Yeah, for sure.
It was just like, he could have said what he wanted to say without saying that.
Yeah, but I mean, it is what it is. It's definitely for the drama, for sure.
Of course.
Because he's saying that he wants to squash it now, but we all know it won't be squashed now. There's going to be drama in the house now.
Of course.
So,
I think he leaves.
He left, and then Alaya basically confronted Sydney and was like, why would you say that? Like, you
also,
don't
know. Where did
me.
He go?
He just had a shit. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Because production wanted them to have this conversation.
But,
yeah, she's like, why did you feel the need to do that or whatever?
And then Alaya goes to find Peter and she's crying.
With her face that she knows how to put on.
Yeah. Fake tears. And she's pretty much like, I feel things for you through tears. I wouldn't be here if I didn't. I can't believe you think I'm fake. I can't believe people think I'm fake. Blah, 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 blah.
She's like, it just sucks.
I just can't. Okay. And he's just like, you know, I just really hope that you're not trying to fool me. And everyone's crying. Well, only her. But,
yeah. Literally only her. She's like,
can you do that again for me? Oh my god. So
then, probably the best part of the night, because it was so uncomfortable and cringy.
Yeah.
He sits down at the table, or whatever they're at. Actually, I don't think there was a table.
I don't think there was a table either, but continue.
At the couch. And they're all there. Also, when, I forgot to mention this before, when Sydney and Alaya were like, not necessarily having their beef or whatever, but when this conversation's going on, all the other girls are, like, so uncomfortable. Like, nobody wanted to comment on it. You know what I mean?
I mean, would you?
No, I wouldn't. Yeah. I wouldn't. But they were all thinking, like, yeah, Leia's a fucking asshole. So he sits down and he says to Sydney, I appreciate you being honest with me. And she gets the date rose.
It was very strange.
It was so weird. He was like, will you accept this rose? And she's like, yeah. It's just like,
yeah.
Okay.
But good for her.
Yeah, sure. It was just like.
So the next day. Everyone's upset again. We just drag things out, you know, to the next day. So everyone's upset. And then, so Peter's going to come over and swim.
Which is so funny.
And then they're going to have a rose ceremony and no cocktail hour.
Yeah, and like, why? Why not just have the cocktail hour? Like, why do we need to swim?
Because he wants to see them half naked.
True. To make sure he's making, like,
the right choices. I don't think he did see them half naked yet, so.
True. So they all had, like, shawls on or whatever they're called. Cover-ups.
So he arrives, and he's all like, I'm just not really feeling it.
I don't want to be here.
He was up all night crying. No, I'm just kidding. That was kind of. So, he pulls Sydney aside.
She's still carrying her rose.
Oh, yeah.
She, like, carried her rose around the entire day. It was so weird. Like, why? I thought that was really weird.
It was so weird. She just wants to show off.
I guess, yeah.
She just wants to show off. So, he apologize for, you know, calling her out. Well, not calling her out, but he apologized for singling her out in front of everyone, and which I thought was good.
Yeah, she deserved that.
And she was like, oh my god, of course, like, it's fine, like, everything's good, let's fucking make out. So,
well, she tells him, too, like, something along the lines of, like, don't just look at the outside, yeah. Like, if you do that, you know, I think you'll figure out what's going on.
So they're all good. She carries her rose away.
Yep, her and her rose leave the situation.
Everything's great.
So next, he decides that he's going to ask the other girls what they think of Alaya. Which, like, they're all so competing perfect. For the same thing.
They're all going to say they don't like her.
Right. But he goes to Kelsey. And... Kelsey, like, why you went to her first? I don't know. Unless she wasn't first, they just edited it that way. But
probably.
She says that Alaya's great. She's a great person, I think. And... But she also feels that she acts a certain way in front of the cameras.
All right. Well, like I said, I feel like everyone acts a certain way.
Sure. Natasha tells him that Sydney was not wrong. And Lexi says that Alaya is kind of a turn it on a little bit for the cameras.
She's a pageant girl.
Right.
So, yeah.
And while all this is happening, Alaya is, like, talking at Hannah Ann and Mykenna and saying how, like, not everybody's going to love me and I'm never going to apologize for being a pageant girl. Like, blah, blah, blah. And I just have a big personality. And they're all like, yeah, girl. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cheers. Yeah. Okay.
And
they, like, are all like, she's not gonna last.
No. And then Sydney and Leia go at it again, kind of.
Yeah.
Sydney insinuated that she didn't have feelings.
She said, do you have feelings? She didn't insinuate.
She point blank said it.
Yeah. Do you have emotions other than perfect?
I don't. And she's like, well, yeah.
She was like, I get depressed too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't really remember exactly what was said, but something along the lines of, like, her also getting depressed and that she cries and that you guys just don't see it or something like that.
And then she goes and confronts Peter and basically accuses him of not trusting her.
Mm-hmm.
And Peter's like, okay, well, like, I gotta protect myself.
Right.
Like, I don't really give a fuck about this.
Yeah, he's
but then,
like,
they kiss.
And he asks her, too. He's like, do you see why, like, the other girls may, like, feel that you're a little fake or whatever?
Yeah.
And she's like, I choose to be happy. And says that she's a horrid liar.
Yeah, okay. And then, so then they kiss at the end of
the conversation. He says, I believe you.
Sure he does.
And
she's feeling good.
Frickin' amazing.
Oh, I'm sorry. Frickin' amazing. And frickin'.
I feel back on top of the world.
Oh my god. And he's still like, I think there's flags there. There's something off. I don't know. Which is fine. But then.
Mm-hmm. Jootsie.
Victoria says that she knew.
Victoria P.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I forgot about the two Victorias. I just wrote Victoria. Victoria P. says she knew Alaya from the pageant world.
Alaya asked Victoria not to tell producers that they knew each other. And she was saying, Victoria said, I didn't really understand why.
So now, Peter, you know, he's just flip-flopping today. He goes back to Alaya.
Yes.
And he's like, what the fuck? And so he sits down there and he's like, WTF. LMBO.
LMBO.
He's like, look, everyone fucking hates you. What's up? Pretty much. He's like, everyone's saying that you're a fake bitch. And
yeah, he literally said to her, maybe you've been a little manipulative towards some of the women.
And he asks her. If, yes, okay, so I wrote the wrong thing down, because now it's all coming back to me. He asks her if she really did ask Victoria not to mention that they knew each other.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like,
Literally, she just stares. And is that when she's like, wait, what?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, she did admit it. Kind of.
Yeah.
But she had an excuse. She thought that they both couldn't be on it if they knew each other.
Right. She thought that they would both be disqualified if producers found out, which she was thinking up in her head in that, like, 10 seconds that she was waiting to answer.
Yeah, it was, yeah. So...
Because, okay, I'm sorry, but you mean to tell me that you didn't watch the season that Hannah was on?
Right.
But you're on this season? Do you know what I mean? So you would know that Hannah and Kaylin were both...
Right.
Miss whatevers.
Mm-hmm. Right, but he's not really, like, feeding into the bullshit that she's giving him.
No, he's like, you're not being genuine.
For once.
Which is actually kind of refreshing, because I feel like a lot of time on The Bachelor, when these kinds of things happen, or even The Bachelorette, like, they don't, like, really call that person out and say things like that. They'll just be like, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So then we go into the rose ceremony.
Yeah, well, he, like, walks away and doesn't come back.
Right.
He's confused. I'm so over him being emotional and confused.
He's like, I just have to go. I'm confused.
I want to be with Hannah.
Hannah Brown, come back.
I swear to God, if that's how this ends, if he's emotional and confused the entire season, I'm going to be so annoyed.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But anyway, so then we go to the rose ceremony.
So, obviously, Sydney and Victoria P. have roses, which we forgot to say that Victoria P. had a rose.
Right.
And then Kelsey gets a rose. Hannah Ann. I love how they're, like, right next to each other. Natasha. Lexi. Madison. Sheanne. Kelly. Kiara. Tammy. Savannah. And then Deandra. And while all this is happening... My Kenna is having a nervous stroke. Breakdown.
Yeah.
She's, like, grinding her teeth and shit. She's, like, petrified that she's going home.
Right. But she doesn't.
Yeah, because then we have another, like, dramatic scene where Chris Harrison comes in and takes away... one of the roses.
Yes.
Which I'm like, couldn't you just give it to somebody else?
No.
So he takes away one of the roses, which is Aaliyah's rose. So at this point,
she goes home.
Aaliyah goes home. Jasmine.
Okay.
Alexa, which I knew that was going to happen.
Yeah.
And Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
They all go home.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah, I, like, thought maybe could go somewhere, but she never got any airtime.
Yeah, in the beginning, there was a little bit of hope, but that's okay. She lasted a little while.
She's fine. She's pretty. So, but yeah, my Kenna lives to fight another day.
Oh, thank God. I was worried for her health.
I know.
So
I do like her.
Me too. As Aaliyah's leaving, Peter's like, this was so hard for me. When they hug. Okay, dramatic bitch.
Oh.
And then he doesn't feel good after the rose ceremony. He's like, I feel like I'm gonna regret this. So fucking dramatic.
He's like, if I let her go, I'm really gonna regret this.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, okay. She is not gonna be the final person. Let's be real.
Mm-mm.
You're not gonna pick her in the end. Mm-mm. You have how many other girls in there? Let's see.
Like 100.
You have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. You have 15 other girls in this damn house, and you're going to bring another one back? Like, you're going to get rid of her anyway?
Yeah, but looks like she's coming back.
I mean, I just feel like it's a bachelor scheme.
Mm-hmm.
She's gonna come back, say her shit,
then leave.
Also, I just feel like if it were me and for my own dignity, I would never, like, come back. Like, not to say I wouldn't come back and say my piece, but, like, you got rid of me. I'm not going to be desperate and come back to you.
Hell no. Peace out.
Yeah. So that was on the, obviously on next week on The Bachelor. That's what that was from.
That was it.
The Aaliyah thing. But, yeah, that was it. I also forgot to mention about Tammy. Who I do like, Tammy. But
I'm
she's
sorry.
A pro.
What did you say?
She will never win.
But what did you say?
She will not be in the final four.
Don't care about that. But what did you say?
She...
I'm sorry. Did you just say that you like Tammy?
I don't like her.
This is so weird. Can we put in a clip of you saying you hated her from the first episode that we did? Put that in right here. Thank you.
I hated her because she was, like, so much first episode. But she's a bro. And that was what I was going to say, was they're, like, sitting on the couch. And, like, I forget exactly what happened. But she's like, yeah, everybody says that I'm, like, a bro. And he's like, haha, no, you're not. And then kisses her because I felt like he felt like he had to.
He had to. She'd be fun, though.
Oh, for sure. But she's not going to go to the end.
No. But she'd be fun.
She's going to be great on Paradise.
Mm-hmm.
No, she would be fun.
Yeah.
I agree. So, I think my final four is still sitting the same. Let's see. Victoria P., Hannah Ann, Madison... Kelly is the one that I'm just still not convinced of in my final four.
Okay, yeah.
But the other three, I'm like, I'm still locked in on. Because Kelly, I could mix in with McKenna.
Okay.
And Victoria F., which also Victoria F. was safe. I didn't mention that. I like her. I feel bad for her. I don't think she's going to last very long. That's why I'm, like, not sure about her being my final four, but, yeah.
I do like her as well.
I also think she's so pretty. So I'm thinking next week, this is my guess.
Okay.
I don't know how many people he'll send home.
Hopefully a lot so we can get down to the nitty-gritty.
Okay. We're starting to get down to the nitty-gritty.
We are.
I'm saying Savannah and Deandra are going home.
It was Deandra.
Exactly.
So, yes, I agree.
Savannah and Deandra. I don't know if it'll be 2, 3, what.
Hopefully more drama happens and he can send another person home.
Yeah, like, I could see him sending maybe Sydney home.
Oh, my God, yeah. Or Lexi. Kelsey.
Ugh, I know, but she's going to last for a little longer, I think.
I know.
I can't wait for Natasha to go.
You didn't really see much of her this episode.
No, but she just, like, is...
I know, you hate her. Yeah, she's a weirdo.
So, yeah. Should get juicy.
That should.
So, I suppose we can transition into Vanderpump.
I only want to talk about one thing from Vanderpump.
Really?
Yes. The Stassi thing.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Also, I really want to read her book.
Same.
I almost bought it for you for Christmas.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That would have been
good. I don't know if she would care.
Oh, I would.
Oh, okay. Your birthday is coming up, so. Yeah, I'm pretty sure the episode starts with Stassi's mom and her brother. I love her brother. He's cute.
I do love her brother.
And they're all having some dinner, mm-hmm. I guess. And then they start talking about, well, it cuts to Stassi talking about how she didn't really talk to her mom for a year. I wouldn't fucking talk to my mom if my mom said shit like
that. Yeah, her mom,
I'm not drunk
and says icky things.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. But they're all good, blah, blah, blah. Sheena is insane.
I can't stand.
Sure, it's like I feel like she gets she gets edited out a little weird sometimes. I feel like they make it a little worse than it might be, but at the same time, she's still a little much.
I'm sure, but, like, just the way she talks, it's, like, so, like,
So she really wanted to, you know, talk to Max. Well, first she talks to Lisa about it, and then...
Right.
Which is weird, and Lisa's like, well, you should go talk to him. She's like, yeah, I'm gonna go talk to him, like, blah, 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 blah. So she goes to Tom Tom, but he's not working. And then who's the other guy? Brett. Brett said that he was out at some bar or whatever, and she goes, I assume y'all are together.
Mm-hmm, she said y'all.
And then she shows up like 5 minutes later, which I'm sure it wasn't actually 5 minutes later.
But right. Because they were like redoing their uniforms.
Yeah. She shows up and basically like, I think that he's kind of a douche. She kind of calls him out and she's like, you know, you're telling me that I'm boy crazy, but like I have all these screenshots and reads them all. And they were all
jutesy.
Very fuckboy-y.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just trying to make himself
not I'd be fuck. Lucky to be with you. You're so... what did he say?
Thinking about you. Can't wait to kiss you.
Yeah, he called her something. He was like, you're so... I don't fake, know.
Plastic.
No, like, hot or whatever.
Yeah, something like that. But yeah. So, I don't know. I guess they were good.
Yeah, that was weird, though. And then, I don't know if this was before or after that, but Charlie, the brunette.
Ugh, pasta.
Yes. She starts claiming that she never had pasta in her life.
Dennis was like, that's bullshit. She's just lying. And she probably is lying. How do you not feed a child pasta?
Right.
You're saying when you were 5 years old and your parents made you mac and cheese, you were like, no, that makes me fat. I can't eat it.
And that's, like, what Dana said. She's like, so you've never had mac and cheese?
Yeah, exactly. I like Dana.
I do, too. Wait, was this the episode with the stand-up?
Yes.
Okay. Or was that last episode?
Maybe it was last episode and we didn't talk about it. I think it was last episode, actually.
How did we not talk about that?
I don't know, but her stand-up was not bad.
It wasn't bad. At first, I was like, oh, my God. I was, like, cringing and, like, so embarrassed for her. But then I was like, okay, this isn't bad.
She's pretty funny.
So, also, I thought it was funny that she's, like, talking about I've never had pasta in my life. Because do you remember that whole...
It's not about the pasta.
Uh-huh.
But remember how everyone was insinuating that that was about Coke?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. So, I'm like, I wonder if that's what she's talking about. But I don't think so. I think she's, like...
Coke doesn't make you fat, so...
No. So, she's talking about pasta. She's like, yeah, I've just never really eaten it because it makes people fat.
Maybe I'll start doing Coke to lose weight.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Whatever.
There you go.
And then also, did you hear, okay, who was the suspended person?
Danica.
Okay, Danica. So when they're all, like, redoing their uniforms or hemming their uniforms, she talks about how she doesn't like to wear underwear and likes the breeze up her vagina when she's
in
the restaurant. I was like, yeah, no wonder you were suspended.
That was so weird. Yeah, she was suspended because her boyfriend, like, asked if she would have a threesome, and she pushed him.
But then he paid her for the time she got suspended, which was nice.
True.
Don't ask for a threesome again, obviously, though.
Yeah. Keep your mouth shut, especially at work.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Also, so, yeah. Sheena comes over at this point. I don't know if you have this, but she comes over after Danica's talks about, like, the breeze and shit like that. And Dana, or actually I don't even know if Danica was there for this, but she's talking to Dana, Sheena is, and Dana's talking about how she doesn't wear a bra ever. And I thought that was weird.
Don't wear bras anymore.
What?
A lot of girls don't really wear bras anymore.
Yeah, but like to work.
Yeah.
I just find that so
I feel like I'd be flopping around.
Yeah.
Sometimes I feel like... I don't like the way my nipples look through a shirt.
Same. And I wouldn't feel comfortable. I'd feel uncomfortable.
I actually, last night, I couldn't wear a bra because the back of my dress was super low, unfortunately. And I was like, well, fuck. So I definitely felt a little weird. And, like, when I was hugging people, I was like, oh, my God, they could feel that I'm not wearing a bra.
Mm-hmm. Did you tape yourself?
No. Because, like, the dress, the way it was, like, it wasn't too... Like, there was two layers, so you couldn't really, like, tell that I wasn't wearing a bra.
So then we actually get to the part about Sheena talking to Lisa about Max and stuff that we already discussed.
Yes.
And Sheena says, I have a crush on him, but I don't want to date him.
Like, what does that mean?
Okay. Sheena, I think, is just one of those people that, like, gets jealous of anybody being with any guy. Like, you can't, I don't want him, but, like, you can't have him.
I don't think it's any guy. I think it's any guy that Sheena has ever been involved with. I feel like if someone started dating Shay, Sheena would all of a sudden be jealous.
Right.
Which
true.
Is, but
well, actually, I don't know. I don't know if he has.
I don't think he has, because I looked it up on Instagram a couple weeks ago. I haven't seen anything, but.
But she gets also, like, very territorial over people who, like, work at Sir and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, so they go back to Lisa at her house, and she's, like, reading Stassi's book.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about, like, Lisa and her bush. I thought that was really funny.
Well, Stassi's bush.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And losing her virginity, that part.
Mm-hmm.
And losing it when she had a bush. That's rough. Anyways, so
then they talk about she's sitting down with Brittany, I think, mm-hmm. and they're talking about the wedding and where it's gonna be, and Lisa's like, oh, it's gonna be like at like the Palace of Versailles or whatever.
Versailles.
And Brittany's literally like, yeah, but we pronounce it Versailles.
Oh yeah, Versailles, okay. Lisa's like
along with the rest of America.
Right. I doubt that they even call it Versailles. It's probably
right, like, that's your family.
Stupid. She's so cute though. I really do like her.
She is. But like that's just
side note, Jax posted a picture of her, one of her like boudoir
boudoir.
One of those pictures, and she's, like, grilling or something like that. Let me see if I can pull it up. And she's, like, in underwear. And,
oh, yeah, there she is.
Yeah, there it is. So, anyway, so they posted it in a group that I'm in. Someone posted it, and then someone comments in that group and is like, I see cellulite.
Of course somebody commented that.
Like, what?
Yeah, what
y'all don't want to see my ass, because I got a bigger butt than her, and it's rough.
Same. So. Good for her for, like, not overly editing it, also. And it's not even cellulite-y.
Not really.
Poor Brittany.
She's cute.
She is.
But, yeah, happy birthday to her. Shout out to Brittany.
Oh, yeah, happy birthday, Brittany.
Love her.
A little Aquarius. Little weirdo.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, yes, now we can talk, I believe, about your jutsy, exciting, unless there was something else. Oh, I think there was something else going on with Brett, but we also forgot to mention how when Sheena was talking to Max,
ugh.
She says that she feels like he should prioritize her over Dana.
Right.
Or maybe she was saying that to Dana. I think she was saying that to Dana, because they had a whole conversation, right?
They had a conversation about it, but it was like the same one that they had the last time.
Yeah, and she's like,
pretty much like, do you have a problem because of Max? And Sheena's like, no, I just don't vibe with you. And I'm like, we did this last week.
Right, and Sheena's like, you know, I just get the vibe that you're more into him than he is you. And it's like, no, Sheena, he just doesn't like you. It's okay.
So Sheena wakes up to a text from Tom Sandoval.
Stassi.
Stassi wakes up to a text from Tom Sandoval, and it says, hey. So I found out today about your book party at Tom Tom with no word from you. Truth, we have no bartenders. I'm not bartending, as neither is Schwartz. So I don't know what's actually going to happen. Don't put this on me or us, because I literally will kick you the fuck out of Tom Tom and all of your wristbands. And he sent that around 2 a.m. And then we found out that he was also out with James around 2 a.m. Did you also like their little, the little, Stassi's imitation of what happened.
Mm-hmm.
That was hilarious.
I did.
So she's kind of, like, annoyed, and so she screenshots that and sends it to Schwartz. And she's like, I already talked to Lisa, like, I did the walkthrough with Tom. like, I guess the day prior.
It's also not her job to figure any of this out.
No. It's not. I also didn't realize that they, like, weren't as close as she is with other people.
Yeah.
I guess I just didn't realize because they always just go out, like, in a group kind of thing, so.
Yeah, and, like, her and Ariana are, like, on good terms.
They're close now, yeah. So anyway, she basically says, if he causes a scene or fucks shit up, I'm going to lose it. So anyway, they go on about their day. She goes to she goes to Tom Tom. She does her little reading. And then Sandoval shows up. And
wasn't this like before the like party started?
No, this was like during the party.
Okay, and then Tom Tom actually opened after.
Right, so they opened early for the event.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just the people at the event at this point. Sure. And so Katie starts, you know, calling, saying that he's jealous. And then that gets him all rattled up.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said, this isn't Katie Maloney's bar and grill. And tells her to go have a glass of wine while he talked to her husband.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't like him.
He's so, like, ugly. Condescending, misogynistic. I can't stand him. He's so ugly. But, like, to say that to somebody and talk to somebody like that is just so uncalled for. Like, you are not the greatest thing since sliced bread, Tom Sandoval.
Oh, he's so ugly.
I hated how he was.
Looking now, too. He has so much work done to his face, I feel like.
I know. I agree.
So then Schwartz was kind of like, what the fuck? He kind of gave it to him in a nicer way and was like, it's not a big deal. And Sandoval's like, I can't have my bartenders working 12-hour shifts. Yes, the fuck you can. It's called working a double, and a lot of people do it.
Yeah, and it's like, how long is her fucking thing? A couple of hours?
If that. So,
like, and I think Schwartz, because Ariana was, like, kind of having Tom's back in this, which I think she also had misleading information in her defense.
I'm not a huge fan of her. Yeah.
I'm not either. I don't like her at all, to be honest. But, like, she is friends with these people, so I don't think she would just come at them for...
She didn't really say much.
Yeah, no, she didn't. And Schwartz called them an echo chamber of negativity.
I see that.
Because they were just, all they were doing is, like, bouncing off of each other. Like, this whole thing they worked up in their own head. Like, he worked this all up in his own head.
Yeah.
Just because he wasn't asked. Okay, yeah. Lisa owns probably 80% of that bar. Let's be real.
Mm-hmm. I would say more, but yes.
Probably.
Yeah. I think she owns 90 and they own 5% each.
Maybe.
So anyway, Tom and Tom. Are going at each other a little bit, not too intense. And Stassi comes over. And she's like, is there a freaking issue?
Mm-hmm.
What is not okay about having a bunch of customers in here buying drinks from your bar? Is it because I didn't come to you and kiss your ring? I talked to Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sandoval basically says, I don't make the schedule. And then Stassi says...
No, he says
no, Lisa doesn't make the schedule. And she said... Lisa owns most of this bar. I did a walkthrough with Schwartz while you were out of boys' night. How dare you come in here right now and do this? How dare you? How dare you? You selfish, egotistical piece of shit. How dare you?
Mm-hmm. He is so egotistical.
How dare you?
Also, that was the word I was looking for, not misogynistic before. I don't think he's misogynistic.
And she said, you know what? You're just fucking sad. This isn't about you. It's not good enough to have your fucking name on Santa Monica Boulevard. I did nothing wrong. You didn't have to do anything. You had to do nothing. And then Sandoval's like, that was extremely out of line.
Mm-hmm.
And then he kind of comes at him and says that he's like, I know you know how to mix drinks, but you don't know how to use a computer.
Yeah, he gets, like, all condescending to him.
Yeah. And then Sandoval told the camera, it's obvious that Stassi doesn't have any respect for me or the fact that I'm an owner at Tom Tom and that we are doing this as a favor for her and for free. And as far as Schwartz goes, my business partner, we have a lot to talk about. And then he calls Ken, and that was, like, so dramatic. And you don't hear Tom on the phone, but you hear Ken, and Ken's like, what do you mean Stassi was yelling at you in the restaurant? And then Lisa, you know, she goes, I'm going to get to the bottom of this. She doesn't automatically just assume that Stassi's at fault. But Tom is like, well, Sandoval is like, she's banned. She can never come back. She's banned.
Also, what do you mean doing this for free? All these people are buying goddamn drinks from your bar.
Well, he's just saying that they're holding an event there. They're opening early and they didn't charge her.
But they're still making money.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But that was pretty much it. What are your thoughts? Are you Team Stassi or Team Sandoval?
Obviously Stassi. I can't stand him. I just can't stand how he thinks he's so important and, like, relevant. And, like, he makes all the rules there. And, like, Schwartz can't make a decision. Also, wasn't he in, like, the ER? Like,
Yeah. He got a spider bite.
Yeah.
And
then was out of the ER in, like, 10 minutes.
Why? Yeah, he arrived late, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. So it happens when you hang out with fucking James Kennedy, so.
True.
How Raquel's doing working at Sir.
True.
She's on a practice with her pageant days. It prepared her for her waitressing job.
So weird. Yeah, I just think that whole thing was so ridiculous. So, yeah, I guess that is it, and that's all that really happened. Did they do, like, a to-be-continued type of deal, or they just kind of stopped talking about it?
No, they kind of stopped talking about it.
So I'm sure it'll come back up again.
Probably. Knowing them.
She was so not wrong. He was so in the wrong. And the way she handled it, like, yeah, she confronted him and yelled at him, but, like, what she said was, like, she was an adult.
Yeah, I agree.
I love Bo.
I love him, too.
I love him so much. I love when she was, like, talking about him in the one episode. I think it was last season. She was like, I love him so much, it hurts. And she, like, starts crying.
Mm-hmm.
It was so funny.
I feel but, that. Yeah.
I also love that Dina calls bras breast prisons.
She's not wrong. My favorite moment of the day is coming home from work and just ripping that bad boy off.
I know. Mine's still on.
Really? Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
But it's kind of like a sports bra.
Okay, better.
All right, guys, thank you so much for listening. Sorry this episode was late again. Mm-hmm. But we'll have an episode up for you tomorrow as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll be a true crime episode, which we don't know what we're doing yet.
Yeah, we talked about doing a two-parter, but I think we're going to...
That's going to be next week. Life has been real crazy lately.
I like good crazy, though.
What?
Good crazy, though.
Good crazy, just good I have no time
for
anything. So, yeah, we're going to discuss who we're going to do. And, yeah, we'll have another episode out for you tomorrow. So thank you guys so much for listening. And we'll be back tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.